What's good, everybody? Welcome to Three in the Key, where we break down basketball, life, and everything in between. I'm Kaim, the one LeBron James fan that loves Michael Jordan.
What's up, y'all? I'm Jay. I'm the guy that loves to get all his stats and info from 2K.
Hey, guys. I'm Grant, and I'm the only true Lakers fan on this podcast.
All right.
This man tried to bring the hat, bro. He tried to bring the hat to Lakers team, too. That's crazy. Together, we're the three musketeers of basketball banter, the triple threat of YouTube, and probably the only guys that can turn a heated debate about free throws into a comedy show.
So if you're here for some hoops knowledge, a few laughs, and a ton of fun, you've come to the right place.
So grab your popcorn, hit that subscribe button, and let's dive in today's Three in the Key adventure.
Welcome to the season preview, part two of Three in the Key, man. Thank you for joining us. It's good to be back. Man, how you feeling, Grant?
Feeling good, bro. Feeling good. Ready for the season to start.
He's like, bro, we just told him.
My bad. I should have said, I'm ready for the beginning of the season. I'm ready for the season.
We're excited that the season is starting. Yo, we're recording this on 30th, man. Season's starting October 24th, man. But it's cool. All we have is more information now to get this preview going. Jeremiah, how you feeling?
Feeling good, bro. Ready to see what happens.
We're going to see what happens. All right. All right. We won't hold y'all up, man. Y'all last heard us talk the first half, first quarter, second quarter, and halftime. So we're going to hop right into the third quarter, which we are calling Bucket or Brick. And this is going to be going over the offseason moves and which offseason moves we think were the most effective. That's a bucket, who scored, and who shot a brick with their moves. It's not going to work out this year. So, Grant, take it away.
Yeah, I'll start with my bucket. I'm just going to go out and say it. It's the Boston Celtics. I have to look at their roster. Getting Kristaps Porzingis and Drew Holiday. Come on. That was a team that probably already should have been a finals team or Eastern Conference finals team. They were in Eastern Conference finals last year. Should have gone to the finals if it wasn't for Jimmy Buckets. But adding Kristaps, who honestly is a third option, you look at him as a third option, that's a championship-level third option. And then Drew Holiday, who they just replaced Marcus Smart with another defender. So I think that's a bucket over there. My miss. Come on, man. The Atlanta Hawks. What do y'all do?
ATL.
Trae Young has proven that he doesn't want to be in Atlanta. And, I mean, if your star doesn't want to be there, what squad do you have? No serious moves were made. If I'm thinking of the roster, it's Trae Young, DeJounte Murray. If DeJounte Murray is your two, come on, bro. Hey. Sadiq Bey, A.J. Griffin, Jalen Johnson. These are all good role players, but the league is just too competitive. Oh, DeAndre Hunter as well. The league is too competitive now. They might be a bottom 2-3 team in the East.
That's a bold way to end that.
Yep.
That's a bold way to end that. Man, I think the Hawks traded John Collins for nothing. they shipped him out of there. You know, they drafted another guard after their two highest minutes players already guards. So I understand what you're saying. I think bottom 2-3 team is kind of crazy. I think they'll be a play-in team, Brett. I think they could be 6-10 easily.
Better than who?
We're better than everybody out there. The East is weak, bro, compared to the West.
Give me we're better than three the Pistons. Four squads that are better that are worse than the Hawks.
Bro, the we're Wizards. Better than the Pistons. We're better than the Mavericks. I mean, not the Mavericks, the Magic. We're better than the darn. You said the Wizards?
I said they're better than the Wizards.
They're better than the Wizards, bro. They went to the Eastern Conference Finals 2-3 years ago.
2-3 years ago. They went to a fraud Eastern Conference Finals 2-3 years ago.
Well, it was a fraud Eastern Conference Finals.
I got to leave the Eastern Conference. Y'all are starting to disrespect my boy Trae Young. Trae Young is the
Magic and Magic are an up-and-coming team.
I think Trae Young will always score points, you know? That's fine. But when your best player is a defensive liability and the rest of the squad can't make up for it, like, they peaked. What are you going to do?
They peaked. But did they peak to the point where they're a bottom three, bottom feeder during first overall pick level team?
Arguably because the rest of the league is getting better. I feel like the Hawks have no plan of what type of team they want to be, bro.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they're paying a lot of money to be what? What? Hey, man. We're better than the... I want to say the Nets and the Raptors, but the Nets and the Raptors are respectable. But I do think we're better than the Nets. I think we're better than the Raptors, too. Yeah, man. I'm from Atlanta, bro, so everybody knows. That's why I keep saying we.
Man, I want to agree with you, but I can't.
Listen, I take no pleasure.
I just don't see, even though I look at the teams like the Bulls are fraudulent. I think they're better than the Hawks. I look at teams like the Raptors. The Raptors aren't going anywhere. I think they're better than the Hawks. I think the only arguable teams that are worse than the Hawks are the Pistons, the Hornets.
Yeah, the Hornets.
And the Magic.
Yeah. Hey. It can be. Because the Pacers are getting better. The Hawks were, they were a play-in team last year, and the Heat were down there. You know the Heat are going to be better than that. The Bulls are more talented. I don't know. It seems like, it's just a poverty franchise ever since Jordan left, so... I don't know if they'll put it together, but they have way more talent. I mean, LaVine, DeRozan, Kobe White, Vucevic, they should be top five seed. I don't know what's wrong with them. So maybe you're right. Maybe we'll see.
But also, I think the Hawks didn't make any moves to get better, and if you're not getting better, you're getting worse.
Just like inflation, bruh. They tell you, like,
yeah, the league's just like inflation.
You have $100 today, you have $100 next year, you actually got worse.
Yeah, you got worse, so.
I respect that, but then, all right, these Celtics, bro. Let's get back on a positive note. I couldn't agree more. I couldn't agree more to the point where I almost stole your bucket. Here's what pisses me off about the Celtics, what they're able to do. They traded Smart for Porzingis. That's a decent move because if Porzingis stays healthy, he's 23 points, 12 rebounds, 3 blocks. He's a great player, but he might get hurt. So I'm like, it's a risk. But then they traded Porzingis and somehow swindled Drew Holiday. So they basically replaced Marcus Smart, if not upgraded, and added Porzingis, who was a 7'3", 7'4", beast. So around Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown, they already have a great bench. Brogdon, White, what's the big man's name? Time Lord.
Oh, he's on the Blazers now.
Oh, that's who they traded. Yeah. Okay. Well, scratch him. Either way, good.
I will say, since we are recording this after the first week, I did watch Derek White also drop a mean 27 off the bench. So if you got Derek White dropping 27 off the bench, and that's probably your fifth option, sixth option, come on.
Ball Derek White, bro.
Yeah.
Derek
White. Final form, yeah, Derek White.
Yeah, that man retired the goddamn jumbo headband. that man was custom ordering his joint. The Celtics, they're going to be tough to deal with. I think it's going to come down to straight up, can Tatum elevate his game in the playoffs to be that playoff superstar? But they have everything they need. It's just a matter of time, actually, because he's young. It's a matter of time. They got a squad. Bro, Jay, you got anything to say over there?
You gonna let us carry? No, listen. I mean, you guys carry. I agree with everything you're saying about the Celtics. I mean, every year I have to find a new team to hate on. I was kind of hating on the Celtics. I was getting very frustrated last year when they were coming back on the Heat, and I was like, I was heated because I was like, yo, like, can y'all close this game out? Yeah, but they came back, and I was like, now I kind of want them to win just so, you know, I like good storylines. I like good storylines. Mm-hmm. I like that I think they got better for sure. And I think if Drew Holiday can do what he did for the Bucks on the Celtics, then I think they're one in the East.
Mm.
I think they're one in the East. So.
Mm. Highly respectable. Yeah. Highly respectable. All right. Well, then I'll hit my bucket and brick. I'm going to go with the other Eastern Conference contender for my bucket, which is the Bucks. Even though they got rid of Drew, I'm going to talk about the Bucks. I think Giannis's biggest weaknesses, obviously, shooting, the free throw shooting, late game, you really want to put him on the line and see if he can beat you. The reason I respect Giannis so much is because in his championship, the Phoenix Suns fouled him OD in the closeout game, and he hit every shot. But you have to believe that's not going to happen forever. And we saw a little bit last year. It was really weird in the first round when they lost to the Heat. In the clutch, there were some bad moments. There were some moments that looked like Giannis is low-key scared of the ball in the clutch. Trying to throw it, almost threw it out of bounds. Chris Middleton had to save it once. And I get it. He's trying to get it to Middleton, who's honestly a great closer. But now we insert Damian Lillard, who, I'll be honest, even though Max Kellerman wants Iguodala, if the Martians are pointing the beam at the Earth and we need a three-point shot in the clutch, I think I'm taking Dame. In the whole league, I think I'm taking Dame. Dame does crazy stuff. And he'll just hit like four straight, bro. In the fourth quarter, bro. Last 2 minutes, he's going to hit four straight. Y'all remember, bro, it's a meme. We got to find it where I think they're playing the Nuggets in the playoffs. Dame is cooking them, hitting four or five shots in a row. He finally missed one. And this man, Austin Rivers, was like, yo, thank God. Yeah, he prayed like, yo, thank God. I think adding that to a team with Giannis, who's not scared, but he's arguably the best player in the league, arguably, and you add the most clutch player in the league to take you through those last 2 minutes, I think it's going to be a tough team to beat. I think you're going to have to, blow them out to beat them. And so, I think they got better over there. And then for the miss, man, my boys in the Bay, Golden State, bro. Golden State, they shuffled everything around. They traded Poole, you know, in effect, there was a whole bunch of trades, but they traded Poole for Chris Paul. And I respect, you know, they felt like they had to choose between Poole and Draymond after the punch, man. They couldn't coexist. Saw some clips last year, especially in the playoffs. Poole wasn't listening. Like, he would have a defensive breakdown. Draymond would try to be like, hey, yo, let's. He would just not hit him up, not give him the high five. So I get trading him. But I think it's very important to remember, and I didn't even know this until recently, Jordan Poole was the second leading scorer on the team the championship year. And so he had kind of overtaken offensively, and he was coming off the bench, and he's outscoring Clay. Like, he's doing these, he's become very important to their offense, and he was a very important piece to that championship. Now, Chris Paul is a great player, but Jordan Poole coming off the bench makes sense. CP3 coming off the bench might cause some issues. And I just think when it gets down to the fourth quarter in the playoffs, I think regular season they'll be good. I'm not saying bottom three, like you said about the offense. I think they'll be good. But when you get to the playoffs, bro, and you're playing Steph, Clay, and CP3, I believe teams are going to take advantage of you. You're playing three smaller guards. Somebody has got to be able to do something about that. Like when they play just a random team, like imagine they get matched up with the Suns, bro. You're playing Steph, Clay, and CP3. We're playing Beal, Booker, and maybe, like, I don't know, like an Okogie or something like that. So we are going to have to guard. And then imagine a team with a bigger three, like the Clippers. Who's going to guard Paul George? Like, which one of y'all is going to do that? So I think they'll eventually get played off the court. And when they get played off the court, instead of Poole coming in, it'll be like Kuminga or Moody. And I think that's going to, even though Kuminga looked good in the preseason, I think that's going to affect him.
I mean, I agree with what you're saying for the Warriors for the most part, but I will say I watched them play their first game against the Suns, and even though Bradley Beal was out, they looked good. Like, they looked good. They started Chris Paul. They weren't getting taken advantage of crazy, but I do feel like a team like the Clippers would like feast on them. Like, Kawhi and Paul George, their top three, like Chris Paul, Klay Thompson, and Steph, they're not guarding either of those two. Like, Klay will try his best, but like, respectfully, it's gonna have to fall on Draymond and whoever the other big is. And at that point, like, they're gonna feed it to their big. I would hope like their big could, you know, take advantage of the other smaller defenders. But yeah, I think getting rid of Poole had to for locker room reasons. I think the Bucks definitely. They're doing well. They're sitting pretty. If they can get it together, I see it's them versus Celtics in the conference finals.
So it should be.
That's what it is on paper. But and for Giannis to be able to give the ball to Chris Middleton or Damian Lillard in the clutch, somebody's gonna make the shot. Like somebody's gonna make the shot.
Because Chris is not a bum. Chris was dangerous that championship year.
He turned into Michael Jeffrey Jordan in the clutch.
Crazy. I agree. I think the Bucks are probably the only team that's going to really compete with the Celtics in the Eastern Conference. Mm. And I think if they meet in the Eastern Conference Finals or anywhere in the playoffs, I think it's going to be a great series. About the Warriors, I kind of have this weird feeling about Steph Curry, how I kind of feel about LeBron, where every time I count him out, they always seem to prove that they shouldn't be counted out, and they always seem to prove that they're better than they are. So, and even after that first game, like, Steph had 38. I mean, if Steph's putting up 38 at this age, and CP3 is kind of conformed into his role as, okay, I'm not going to score, but I'll drop 10 and 10. If CP3 drops 10 and 10 every game, they got Draymond probably throwing out 7 or 8 assists too, and Klay just shoots how he needs to shoot. I think that's still a good team. Championship team? Probably not. But top 5 team in the West? Maybe 5. 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's reasonable. I actually do agree. Y'all are right. I was comparing it to like championship aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be tough because, like, all right, let's say they make it to the conference finals. They're going up against Denver, bruh. All right, so we got Jamal Murray, we got KCP, we got Michael Porter Jr. Which one of y'all is guarding Michael Porter Jr., bruh? Because he's shooting right over the top.
Yeah,
probably Klay.
He's still shooting over Klay, so it's like.
But so then, if Klay's guarding him, who's guarding Murray? That's the problem.
Steph, bro. Steph has to get in the sit.
They're getting cooked.
Steph has to get in the seat.
Steph and CP3 have to take turns getting cooked by Jamal Murray, and they have to hope that he misses enough that they can compete.
Really, Murray has gotten to that point now where when he shoots, you just hope he misses. Like, damn.
How I see it is, okay, so Draymond's probably going to be on Aaron Gordon. Yeah. And Kevin Looney will be working. He will be working so hard on Jokic.
Yeah. That man.
They're leaving him to the Wolves, brother. But listen, he's going to come out here and give you a triple-double, but make sure it's like a 20-point triple-double, not like a 40-point triple-double. And then we're good.
Because we can't go send help like that. We should. Yeah.
They can't send help. Play him straight up, bro.
Yeah, good luck.
And it'll be a Aaron Gordon slam. Aaron Gordon slam, I see those in my nightmares, so.
Bro. Because I'm like, how? He's cutting with perfect timing every time. In the East, though, we talked about Bucks Celtics, so no 76ers love, bro. 76ers can't get that. No 76ers or Miami Heat love.
Bro, they don't even know if they want James Harden on their team anymore. Like, that's another squad that doesn't have a direction, and I won't blame them too much, but like, they decided not to give James Harden what he wants. Okay, cool. Then they decided not to let him on the team playing. I mean, I guess that makes sense, but you wanted him here, now you don't. But he's here now because nobody, like, after all this, nobody wants him. So now, I know Embiid's like, I don't want to be here because my number two is, like, acting like a little baby. Like, what? So no Sixers left.
No Sixers
left. They have some things to figure out. But they have, the first week of the season, they've looked good. My only issue with the Sixers is I actually agree. I was just seeing, I mean, obviously shout out to Jay with the Sixers jersey on. I was seeing maybe this man has some hometown love, but my only thing is, even let's say James Harden comes back and gives them 23-12, bro. When the lights get bright, what's gonna happen? What's gonna happen?
Harden scares me. They're gonna lose the Celtics in 5. Like they do every year.
So all right, man, that's what's up. All right, Jay, bucket or brick, man, who hit, who missed this offseason?
All right, so it took me, I was debating while we were talking. I think for the bucket, on paper, I still want to go with the Lakers. Like, I know we've seen a bit from them, but on paper, I feel like this is one of the better off seasons the Lakers have had in recent memory. And it's honestly up to the players and coaching. Like, I'm putting this on Darvin Ham because, like, some of his rotations are looking shaky right now. Like, I don't understand his rotations. I don't really understand his basketball mind. But whenever he figures it out, bro, because, like, I feel like he didn't have Rui out there when he needed to have Rui out there, or didn't have Christian Wood out there. And, like, Christian Wood was part of, like, a big reason why I say that's a bucket. Christian Wood was playing like an all-star a couple years ago with the Rockets, and, like, he's not that old or anything. Like, so no. He should be able to be effective as, like, a, like, fourth or fifth option sometimes. And, like, you know, they – I just don't like when free agents come to Lakers and then act like they don't know how to play the game anymore. That's what pisses me off every time, bro. And I just – I want on paper, I have faith in them, but you never know. And also, D'Angelo Russell needs to get his life together. For my miss or my break, I'm going to go with the Chicago Bulls. I sat through their season opener against the Thunder, and I realized, like, they're another team that didn't make any moves, have the same exact squad, and now they're like, well, now we're not going to have Lonzo anymore, and didn't do anything to, like, make up for it. I mean, yeah. They got Kobe White in the starting lineup now, and, like, I like how they look. But for me, they have a lot of players that are around the same skill level. Like, they're skilled players, but, like, Zach LaVine and DeMar DeRozan, who would you rather have take the last shot of the game? They don't know, and that's why sometimes their plays break down. It just breaks down because between them, they're like, I don't know. You know how, like, LaVine went for 50 the other night, but, like, does it really matter, though?
In
a real, like, they got bodied. And so,
Pistons. Not to the Nuggets, not to the Celtics, to Detroit. To Cade Cunningham and Jalen Durant.
Yeah, and, like, I respect young teams and what they do, but the Bulls, they don't have direction. Their defense, bad. Like, I've seen it. Their defense is bad. They got cooked by Shea their first game. Then they let the young Bulls go and Detroit go off on them. I don't have any faith. They didn't make any moves, so they're my brick.
Mm-hmm. Team meeting after the first game is I've never heard that before. all player only meeting, it was almost comedic. It was almost comedic.
A player at that only point. Meeting. Listen, yo, it's common.
Kick Billy Donovan out of there. Said we don't want to talk to you. And
listen, yo, we need to get this together.
If that's what's happening on game one of 82, you can see how the season's about to go. So, I agree with you on that. Miss the Lakers. For some reason, they always push that narrative of LeBron. Every time a star comes to LeBron, they can't play well. And it's somewhat true. It's somewhat a learning experience when you play with LeBron, someone who's ball dominant like that, someone who is carrying that much star power. But I think they need to learn. They always kind of start off really shaky in L.A. So I think by probably December, you'll start to see what the Lakers could really look like.
Man, I think y'all heard from me in the second quarter on the Lakers. I love the Lakers. I feel like for some reason, the players they got, bro, this offseason, which are good players, everybody's saying it's a great offseason. It's not just you, Jay. You're saying this, bro. ESPN's saying this. They're like, yo, Lakers had a great offseason. But I'm looking at the talent on the squad, bro, behind LeBron and AD. And I'm like, like, look at the talent on the Celtics behind Brown and Tatum. And you're like, all right, that's championship. They have Holiday. They have Porzingis. They have all those players. Even to a lesser degree, I'll be honest, but with the Bucks, I like Brook Lopez. Like, I like Brook Lopez more than any player on the Lakers besides LeBron and AD. So I look at these teams. I don't even count the Nuggets anymore. They're up here, bro. The Nuggets. But what I will have to say is we learned in 2020 LeBron and AD can get it with role players, with good role players. And these are good role players. I think what it comes down to is not the offseason for me. What it comes down to is, do I trust them with 2 minutes and 30 seconds left in the fourth quarter, bruh? Game five of the second round. Do I trust that they're going to hit shots? Literally hit shots. And In 2020, AD was automatic. AD, bro, you give him the ball, it goes up, it's automatic. Now I'm iffy. So that's why I feel like they're for that. The Bulls somehow, bro, they somehow managed to, you know, people said like you're more than the sum of your parts. They're literally less than the sum of their parts. they have LaVine, DeRozan, Vucevic, Kobe White's a nice player, and they bring all that together and they can't even get to like a 5 seed. That's where they should be. A 4, they should be with the Knicks. They're just as talented as the Knicks. They can't do it. They missed. Grant's analogy from earlier, exactly right, bro. They stayed the same. Like, I look at their team this year, it's like, oh, it's the exact same. All right. Good luck out there.
Mm-hmm.
Good luck. Ah, all right. That was a great third quarter, man. I enjoyed that. We'll be right back with the fourth quarter where we talk about the end of the season, the finale, our finals picks, our championship pick. So, coming soon. All right, we're in the clutch now. It's the fourth quarter, the last quarter. We appreciate y'all making it here to the end, and we're going to talk about how we think this season will end, our finals prediction, and ultimately who's going to be the champion. So this is what we've all been waiting for. Jeremiah, who's going to be the last two teams standing?
All right, I'll kick it off. You know, I'm a Lakers fan. I like what they did in the offseason. I always have faith. I'm going Lakers versus Bucks, and it was a tough call for me, only because, you know, the Nuggets are there. I got to be honest, like, the Nuggets, they seem like an immovable object right now. Like, there's no team, like, if I wasn't a Lakers fan, there's no team in the league that I think could beat the Nuggets. But because I'm a Lakers fan, and I have faith in LeBron James, especially with these role players, they should be able to, if the role players can make shots, I think they have a chance. Also, they need to defend, because the Nuggets are also offensive powerhouse. The Bucks, they got to worry about getting past the Celtics. Yeah. But with Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton, a healthy Buck, I'm taking a healthy Bucks over a healthy Celtics, because at the end of the day, for me, Giannis is the best player on both teams.
Sometimes that's what it comes down to.
Yeah. Like I said earlier, I have a nightmares of Aaron Gordon dunking. I'm so scared of the Nuggets. Boys scare me. And even watching the beginning of the season, them boys are 3-0 dismantling teams. I'm watching Jokic do what he always does, the ugliest way possible.
Ugly.
The most slow, ugly, most unathletic triple-double, 30-10-10, 30-15-15. And I'm like, dang. How do you stop that? So I want the Lakers to be a championship squad. Oof. But that's a juggernaut over there in Denver.
This is a juggernaut. Bruh, I like it. The Bucks are going to be there. The Bucks are going to be a factor. Will their defense suffer significantly without Drew? That's the question to ask. So, like, will the offensive step up from Dame be more than the defensive step down from Drew? But at the end of the day, they got Giannis and Lopez, bro. Like it's going to be very hard to score on the rim against the Bucks. So they're going to be a factor. I like that pick. The Lakers, fingers crossed with you. Because if LeBron can get five, bro, LeBron can get five, we're the GOAT. GOAT James. So I want it. And to your point, bro, I do believe you don't want to see them. Like, the Lakers kind of flub around, but you don't want to see him in the playoffs. But I'll save what I really think until my pick. I like that one. Lakers, yeah, Bucks, bro. Who's winning? Who's winning, bro? And we're holding you to this.
Oh, you're holding me to it? Oh, the Lakers, bro. And here's the thing. If the Lakers get there, they're winning. Like, there's no doubt in my mind. Like, it could be the Bucks. It could be the Celtics. I don't really care. If the Lakers make it there, that means they had to beat the Nuggets, bro. Or they had to beat a team that beat the Nuggets. And to me, that makes them the best team in basketball.
Hey, I like that.
I like it.
I do kind of – I agree. If they get there, they have to win. I mean, and we can see – are we going to see getting finals LeBron James, who's one of the best players to ever touch the basketball?
I think he'll give it his all out. I think he'll actually give it his all. And that'll be his last dance. To be honest with you, if they make it there, that's his last dance. He's done.
If they make it, bro, and if they make it, honestly, he should probably retire.
He should go out on a high note. He should.
He's not going to play with Bronny or Bryce.
Bro, I know that's what he wants. I know that's what he wants to do, and I don't like that basketball players literally play until they can't anymore. You know how football players are like, all right, I just won the Super Bowl. Time to retire at 31. I need more basketball players to start doing that. I would respect
that. Yeah, I agree. I think, well, first of all, y'all saw that commercial, that LeBron commercial for Beats, where he was like, yo, tell him you'll play with your son.
Oh.
And they show Bronny, and they're like, and do it again. And then they show Bryce.
I do remember that.
Bro, you're trying to play with Bryce?
That's at least 4 years.
Yeah.
I got to respect him because if he can do that, you know, that's cool. I think that'd be cool. He's played with other people's sons. You know what I'm saying? It's not too far-fetched.
Yeah. It's not, bro, it's not far-fetched at all. I feel, and this is in all seriousness, I feel scared for Bronny after the heart condition. I'm like, bro, if it's going to take you some time, bro, take your time. It's cool. But if he could play both of his sons, the question is, to your point, Jay, really, this is the thing with LeBron. Most players in year 21, I don't know if y'all seen this, it's some crazy stat, like no player in year 21 is averaged over like 10. LeBron, if he has a terrible season, is going to average like 16, and that would be the worst. So the question is for LeBron, is being top 30 acceptable? Because he's used to being top one, top two, top three. How long will he stay if he's top 20, top 25, top 30? That's amazing in terms of what we're seeing at his age. But will he be okay if they can't win a championship? That's the real question.
Yeah. Actually, he needs ring number 5 to hold him over.
Yeah, I think
this year
too. I actually think the opposite, bro. I think ring number 5 will make him play another season. I think it'll be like, I did it last year. Who thinks I can't do it again?
Hey, want to see me do it again?
Want to see me do it again?
Do it again?
So, I think that. But also, they had the stat of Kareem. Kareem was playing at 42, 43.
Yeah, he was playing old.
Putting up good numbers. Did 4 years
ago. He had a super team, bro. He had a dang. He had Magic. No.
Kareem Worthy. Had every Hall of Fame Laker ever.
Worthy Magic. Michael Cooper.
My dad was talking to me the other day, and he's like, yo, now that I think about it, how did the Lakers and the Celtics get top picks, bro? Yo, this joint's not fair. You already have Kareem. How you gonna get Magic? Golly, that joint's rigged.
It's a different time.
They rigged the lottery.
Back then, bro.
Yeah.
They rigged the lottery.
They rigged it, bro. They said, they rigged it. All right, that's a good pick, man. Lakers chip, LeBron chip number 5 on the way, AD chip number 2, Darvin Ham chip number 1. Oh, I needed to touch that Darvin Ham point. I was just about to move on, but you cooked Darvin Ham's basketball IQ in the last quarter, which I actually kind of agree with. I just want to say, bro, Darvin Ham literally has his job strictly off his ability to motivate. That, bro, he's literally a leader of men. That's what he is, bro. Like, he's like, hey, I know we're down by 20 in this third quarter, but keep fighting. And they actually do.
Yeah.
They actually do keep fighting. I'm looking at the game like, yo, they're not running an offense. Like, you see them play the Warriors, and they beat the Warriors, to his credit. But you see them play the Warriors in the playoffs, and you're looking at the Warriors' offense. And then you look at the Lakers, bro, when they're coming down here and running.
They have no idea what they're doing. No clue what's going on.
Pick and roll to ISO.
LeBron, save us.
Pick and roll to the ISO, bro. That's what they're running.
Then make a shot, and Darvin Ham's like, yeah, that was me. That was me.
Hey, bro, he doesn't like to call timeouts, bro. He's on this Phil Jackson wave. He literally, bro.
He doesn't like to call timeouts because he doesn't have shit to say, bro.
We'll figure it out.
He's over there cooking up nothing. He's like, yo, I don't know what you're coming over here for.
LeBron, he said, kept talking about your basketball IQ, boy. You better play. Mm-hmm. All right, that's great stuff, man. Grant, what do you think? How's the season going to end, Doug?
You know, Our podcast is dang near Lakers propaganda.
Yeah.
I'm a Lakers fan. It's Lakers chip 2024. Austin Reeves, all-star season, AD legacy year, LeBron chip 5. What else we got? Cam Reddish might play well this year, hopefully.
Hey, hopefully.
I don't know. I'm going with the Lakers. Lakers, it would be a storybook if it was Lakers and Celtics. It would just be storybook. And actually, now I just said that out loud. I'm hoping for it. Lakers, Celtics, would you, come on. Adam Silver's going to make that happen, bro. He has to.
If it's close,
he's like, we need some revenue. But no, I'm thinking the Lakers. I think they'll get it together. And I think any team they play in the playoffs is a dogfight. I actually think the regular season is kind of everyone's chucking and jiving. But when it comes to the playoffs, and I think maybe the top six teams in the Western Conference can make it to the Western Conference Finals. And honestly, if you're in the Western Conference Finals, anything could happen. So
anything can happen. Anything can happen.
I think it's going to be a great year. East is a little bit more wide open with the Bucks and the Celtics and Sixers, maybe. But Lakers.
I like that.
With you.
Wait, what up?
I said I'm with him.
Oh, yeah.
Lakers propaganda.
Wait, didn't you do the Bucks?
Yeah, I did Bucks, but Lakers-Celtics. The only reason I wouldn't want to see Lakers-Celtics, or I would want to see Lakers-Celtics, is because remember when LeBron beat the young Celtics? And, like, now he's old. So if he beats them and now they're, like, in their, like, prime area and he's an old man, I think the Celtics are going to have to blow it up, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Blow it up? But they just paid Jalen Brown.
I'm being dramatic. They're not going to have to blow it up. But, like, I would reconsider everything. Be like, damn, we made our squad better to beat this man, and we can't, and he's about 5 years older? This is ridiculous.
Bro, the Celtics have been a championship squad for the past 4 years. If they can't do it.
They can't do it.
They can't do it. They said it's Jalen Brown.
They've been going to the Eastern Conference Finals since LeBron was still on the Cavs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when Kyrie Irving left the Cavs, the Celtics were there, top four team every year. And that was 2017, 2018.
Mm-hmm.
And so the fact that they're still here now, it's a credit to their organization. But it also means, are they one of those teams that's going to stay close? Because we don't think about them like this because they have more superstars. But y'all remember a few years where it would be like the Jazz would be the number one seed with Donovan Mitchell and Rudy Gobert. And it's like, they're not going to win, though.
Yeah, nobody respected them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody respected them. But I do think Tatum is better than that.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
I actually have a question for you guys. Is Jason Tatum a superstar? Because I think we need to have a dialogue if they don't win it this year.
Let me look up Jason Tatum's age. I gotta look up his age.
I have to go, yes, bro. I think he's the best player.
You haven't won a championship. How are you a superstar if you haven't won a championship?
And the thing is, I feel like superstar criteria is different now than it used to be. Because I feel like back then when you were a superstar, it was like, yeah, you made it to the finals and you won at least once. Now I feel like you just have to make it there.
Oh.
Because because if you don't have to win, because I feel like if you have to win one, there's only like four superstars in the league then, bro. And like, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like that can't be the criteria. Because otherwise, think about all the years LeBron
don't
was.
You win one, bro.
You don't have to win one.
No, you don't have to.
Bro, you have to win it. You have. The criteria of a superstar is a winner, someone who wins. There's four superstars in the league.
Not a championship. You have to win.
Too hard, bro.
You have to win more than you lose.
Yeah, you have to win more than
you lose. My superstar criteria is if I put you on this bad squad right now, you're going to make them a good squad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, not even a good squad. You're going to make them a championship squad. Like, contending squad.
Okay.
Give me a list of superstars then.
LeBron, Steph. Jokic, Giannis, Steph.
Kawhi. Embiid.
I don't respect Embiid, bro.
We got
Embiid's the reigning MVP.
Like regular season,
bro. Tatum's a superstar, bro. And my thing is
Jimmy Butler.
Tatum, I just looked up his age, so I didn't know this off the top of my head. Tatum is 25, bro. Tatum is 25. Bro, Tatum was dunking on LeBron in the playoffs back in like 2018 or something like that. That means he had to have been like 20 doing crazy stuff. So what I think is happening is when it comes to the superstar stuff, same thing that I felt about like before Giannis won, I was like, ah, Giannis is iffy. He can't shoot the rock. Before Jokic won, it's like, always good regular season, won't be in the playoffs. I think after watching them, I'm looking now like, okay, it takes time. The same way it took time with Jordan. He didn't win for the first 8 or 9 years. It took time with LeBron. He didn't win for the first 7 or 8 years. It took time with Shaq. Like, it's going to take time. The fact that Tatum is making his team a top four NBA team, basically from the time he was a rookie all the way till now, I believe it's just a matter of time, bro. And I think eventually, like, I don't think he's as good as he's going to be. That's what I'm saying. That's why I think he's a superstar. Yeah. I think he's good right now, but eventually he's gonna have that run, like how Jokic just had. And I'm trying to low-key guess the year. And honestly, I don't think it's this year. So if you're asking me this very year, maybe you're right. But I just can't say with my chest he's not a superstar, because I feel like we're going to look back 4 years from now, and that's going to look dumb, bro. Like, we're going to look back and be like, yo, this man just started dominating the league once he hit that 27, 28 type age.
Mm-hmm. I think Jason Tatum will win a championship. I'm about to give a very hot take. I don't think it will be on the Celtics.
Ooh.
Yeah, that boy's going to be on the Lakers.
Hey, Tatum and Wembanyama. Tatum and Wembanyama to the Lakers.
San Antonio.
Nah, to the Lakers, bro. The Lakers got to get the card.
See, that's the thing.
Yeah, that's just my take.
I mean, eventually, like, the Celtics are going to have to win sooner, or else it's going to get too expensive. Because we just saw, like, they paid Jaylen Brown the most rich deal of all time. And you kind of look at it, they're saying, yo, the left hand, he's great. What's the one arm, like, high school or college hooper?
They said
Jaylen Brown dominating the league as the highest paid player ever. They started showing Emmanuel Hands highlight. They said he has no left, bro. No left. Wow, that's crazy. So the Celtics might be that almost team. We shall see.
Mm-hmm.
But that's great. So now it's on to me. How do I think this season will end? Like you said, man, this show is Lakers propaganda, bro. As quiet as it's kept. We act like we're an NBA show, but we all like the Lakers. So it is biased. But at the end of the day, Western Conference, I tried with my bias. I can't pick against the Nuggets. I watched the Nuggets play, and last season in the regular season, I wasn't paying them any attention. But in the playoffs, I started watching. Now, the beginning of this year, bruh, the offense is OD. The offense is absolutely unstoppable. Like, they have Jokic. They have Jokic, who's probably the best player in the league. I don't like him, but he's like a true 98 overall on 2K, bro. He hits the three. He's strong. Rebounding on offense. Rebounding on defense. Has the post work. Has the passing of a point guard. This man's giving you 10 assists. It's like if Luka, bro, it's like if Luka could probably shoot a little bit better and was like 6 inches taller and like 50 pounds heavier. It's upsetting. It's upsetting, bro. Like, I remember watching the Western Conference Finals. AD is guarding this man, bro. Hands up, hand in the face. God dang, 2 seconds on the shot clock. You know what? Yeah. Step back. God dang, one dribble. Yeah, bro. Soundboard shuffle, bro.
Always knew it was going in, bro.
It's cash?
And guess it's what? Cash? No reaction.
No celebration. That's the most disrespectful part. That's the most disrespectful part. And then my issue with it is surrounding him, Murray, KCP, Michael Porter Jr., sniper, sniper, sniper. And then they have Aaron Gordon, who you would think would be like the Russell Westbrook, you don't have to guard him. But somehow he's one of the best cutters I've ever seen. He's always in the right place. So I just think offensively, they have to come out of the West as long as they can be average defensively, which they showed they could be last year, because nobody can stop. And then in the East, I really went back and forth. Same as y'all, Celtics, Bucks. I'm going with the Bucks. And I'm going with the Bucks for the same reason we talked about in the third quarter. Giannis is that guy. Besides Jokic, Giannis is that guy. Real talk. I think I like Jokic, Giannis, and then I actually think I like Steph after that as of right now. But I'm going to trust that when we get down to it, the best player is going to carry his team. And then I think if it is a close game tight, Damian Lillard is super luxury. Chris Middleton as the third option is crazy. Yeah, bro. One of y'all sounds like some crazy fan noise going on.
I'm not gonna lie. I think it's me.
Oh no, that's much better.
All right, I figured it out.
All right. My
fault. Yo, it just kept getting louder, and I was like, oh no.
Yeah. It was getting crazy. I was gonna let it slide for as long as I could, but y'all both started looking concerned, so I was like, all right. But look. So I do think Lakers-Bucks, I hope Grant can still hear us, but I think Lakers-Bucks and, I mean, not Lakers, sorry, I'm thinking Nuggets-Bucks.
The propaganda.
And yeah, the propaganda is working. And I do think the Nuggets are going to win. I do think the Nuggets are going to win because, in my opinion, watching the Nuggets, there's only two things that can stop the Nuggets, brothers. Number one, injuries. Because if anybody on the starting lineup gets injured, this take is done for. Because that's the one thing. They are kind of dependent on their starters. Number two, prime LeBron James. Dang, it's two in the key. We got to get
rename it. We'll go back to the fourth quarter with two in the key.
Yeah, back to the fourth quarter with two in the key. We got to make sure he's all right. But prime LeBron James was not walking through that door. It's 38-year-old LeBron down now. If this was 2016, well, then I'd have a different level of hope.
Bro, I would have easily been like, oh, I was like, Lakers. I was like, the Nuggets are better, but they're not way better. So that means LeBron wins. They're not
way better.
That was the criteria.
We talked about that in college. Yeah. If you want to beat prime LeBron James, your team has to be in a whole nother league.
Yep.
That's not where the Nuggets are, but luckily for them, they do get this version. So, Nuggets over Lakers, man. I mean, I can't speak, bro. My mind's going too many places. Nuggets over Bucks. We got G back.
Back to three in the key.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in any case, I told you, if I wasn't a Lakers fan, Nuggets all the way. I know how we were saying, like teams like the Bull Jive during the season. But the Nuggets, the thing about them is they have great coaching. They just won the chip. They know exactly who their team is and who they're going to be. That's why they're on top of the league right now. Like, they're going to run the table. Like, there's no doubt in my mind that they're the number one if they're all healthy. No doubt.
If they're all healthy.
Playoffs is always a different animal. But I feel like it had, like at the midway point in the season, we're going to see what teams have figured it out, which didn't. And to me, if I haven't found a team that I'm like, all right, they're like, they can compete with them. At that point, it's done.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? That's a good point. We'll revisit this. We will revisit this because we're making this pick, like we said, a week after the season started. If there's a major injury, maybe midseason we'll do some kind of re-look. But Grant, you have anything to say before you go out, man?
Me? First of all, Cox, if you're listening to this, can you please fix your Southern California internet?
First of all, please.
San Diego area.
Yeah.
Because this is egregious. But secondly, you're right, bro. As Lakers propaganda, I don't want to believe you. But the Nuggets are a different beast than the same animal. So they look like the favorite this year. It'll be very surprising if something crazy happens, which I don't doubt something crazy is going to happen.
Me either.
But it probably will be the Nuggets. if I'm being 100% with my head on straight. The Eastern Conference team, what'd you say was the Eastern Conference team?
Bucks, bro. Bucks slightly over Celtics.
Bucks over Celtics. I think the finals, any matchup of Lakers, Bucks, Celtics, Nuggets will be a great finals. So
yeah,
I think we're in for a good one. I think those are good, two good takes. I think it's a clear top two teams in the East, and then whoever's in the West. Those top five teams can do anything.
Yeah.
So same question as I had with the East. No, but this time for the finals because they've been there. No Miami Heat love?
I mean, they always do something crazy, you know, but they did get worse. I mean, their whole plan was to get Lillard. They didn't get him. I mean, at some point, you got to understand that the Miami Heat always go on this run because usually people are injured. And so by the time playoffs come around, teams don't realize how good their, like, role players and starters are. But, like, as you notice, like, toward the end of their run, like, with the Celtics, once they figured out, like, okay, these guys are some shooters, let's, like, be up on the perimeter, they were shutting them down. Like, if the Celtics knew that from the beginning of the series, they would have won in, like, five.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, you're right, the Heat haven't gotten better. It's the inflation, NBA inflation, the Heat haven't gotten better. Can Jimmy Butler do it again? Can he do it again? Can he take a bunch of no names and scrubs and turn them into max contract players?
Bro.
No, he got them boys paid, bro.
Gabe Vincent.
He got them boys paid.
That man Max Strus went to Indiana and got paid.
Bro. He was putting up numbers in Cleveland those first two games. But
Cleveland, yeah.
But I'm sorry. I think they can do it once. I don't think they can do it again. Not that it was a fluke, but more like it's going to be harder.
And their squad is older.
Mm-hmm. I just can't call it a fluke because 2020, they're in the final. And they shouldn't be there, bro. Last year, they're in the Eastern Conference Finals. Jimmy Butler has a 3 in Game 7 against the Celtics to win. No, not last year, the year before. He misses that joint, but it's Game 7. The Celtics go lose to the Warriors.
Yeah.
I'm like, now they're in the finals again last year. Throughout the last 4 years, they've been one of the final four teams standing. Kind of the same thing with the Celtics. It's hard to count them out, but at the end of the day, my basketball mind won't let me choose them because you have to choose the talent.
Mm-hmm.
You literally have to choose the talent. But I was talking, and I do think, like, you know how we talk about big threes, whatever, dynamic duos? I think at this point, you have to count Eric Spoelstra as a star. Eric Spoelstra counts as a star. Maybe not a superstar, but a star. Eric Spoelstra is worth as much as like a top 25 player on your team, bro.
Mm.
It's crazy, bro. Tyler Hero got hurt. That was their second leading scorer. And they were the eighth seed, bro. They went to the championship and they were the eighth seed. It's ridiculous. So I think when you get into those games where it's like, I'm playing the same opponent over and over, we have time to strategize, that man, Eric Spoelstra, starts turning up.
He got in the way.
But all that said, y'all are exactly right. No Heat love. they're not beating Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard. And if they can somehow beat that, they're not beating Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, Kristaps Porzingis, and Jrue Holiday.
The thing is, if they did beat those teams, to me, it would be more so those teams are fraudulent than the Heat are good.
Yeah.
That's how it always is. Like, when the Heat go, we're like, oh, dang, the East must be fraudulent. Like, I remember in the bubble year, we got Lakers propaganda. We got two breaks, and I vividly remember this, bro. Grant, you and I were living together at this time. I'm watching, the first thing is the Clippers fold against the Nuggets in the second round. They blow a 3-1 lead. Yes. I'm like, let's go. We don't have to play quiet fall. Easy chip. But then I'm looking over at the East and the Heat, the 5-seed Heat, beat the Bucks. I think it was the Bucks in the East Conference Finals. I don't really remember. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, we skated Kawhi PG, we skated Giannis. This is an automatic championship. But it did kind of prove, yo, the East must be fraudulent. Because the Heat couldn't play with the Lakers. Just like this year, the Heat couldn't play with the Nuggets. It's actually very disrespectful that the Heat keep winning the East because they can't play with the Western champion.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's because they don't have a superstar. That's why they can't compete.
They don't have a superstar.
That's why they can't compete.
So, hey, man. Looks like that wraps it up. Double zeros on the clock. We got through first quarter, second quarter, third quarter, fourth quarter. Appreciate y'all rejoining us for this part two. Hey, first episode of Three in the Key completed, my boys.
Hit it.
Shouts out to Grant. Shouts out to Jay, man. Love y'all. Hey, peace.
Peace.